Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, and that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Starting at 9, get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. It's a message of comfort in this season of Advent. A season, and not just this season, but a lifetime of weariness and worry and all sorts of other things that get in the way. Weaknesses that come and go with illness. It's a struggle living this life as human beings in this world. I don't know if you've noticed, but it's hard. We don't often hear messages in the world around us of good news. In fact, we spend probably the majority of our time looking at bad news. Wherever it is, it's bad news. This is a message of good news, a message of comfort, not a message of worry, not a message of weakness or of weariness, but a message of comfort. For those who are weary, the message comes from verse 10. The Lord God comes with might, and his arms rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him and his recompense before him. For those who are weary, he will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. You guys know the footprints in the sand poem and how it's kind of a cliche, and there's all sorts of variations on it. But at certain points, you look at that poem, and again, as cliche as it is, you realize that the two sets of footprints becoming one is when Christ carried us. For those who are weary, for those who are tired of all of the struggle and the strife, the battle against trying to overcome sin and all of the things that weigh us down, we get weary. We come to the end of another year, and we think, it's the end of another year? Oh, we're so weary. We feel like we've been going forever and ever and ever, and we just get tired. Having little ones, you know when they get tired and you pick them up and carry them. And yeah, sometimes it gets tiring carrying them around. But just imagine when you get weary, somebody comes alongside you and picks you up and carries you. You don't have to have the sore feet from walking and walking and walking, but the shepherd comes, and in this Advent season when we celebrate the birth of Christ and look forward to a second Advent, we look forward to that time when the shepherd comes again and picks up his lambs and carries them. We get weary, weary of caring for others, weary of caring for ourselves, having to take care of these bodies that we have that, as wonderful as they are, they get weary. Joints wear out, muscles weaken, we get weary. And this message comes from God, from the people on the high mountain saying, behold your God, the shepherd, Jesus comes to pick you up and carry you when you're weary. There's a prayer at the end of our funeral service that always gets me, that we pray at the end that we know that the good shepherd comes to gather his lambs of his flock in his arms and carries them home. A message of comfort for the weary. The good shepherd will come and carry you, will pick you up. It's a message for the weak. The weak. We are all weak, by the way. I don't want, you know, to categorize us as the strong and the weak. We are all weak compared to God. We're all weak in our will. Our will is weak. When it comes to temptation, we more often give in and then feel the regret of giving in. We are weak in our bodies. Once again, as joints wear out and muscles weaken, we are weak in our hearts, in our care for others. A lot of times, we don't have much left. We're pretty weak in our care for others. We're pretty weak in our care for ourselves, even. And we do get weak in faith. We get weak in faith when we look around and see the world as it is and the mess that it is, and we think, where in the world is God in the midst of all of this? And our faith grows weak. Our faith grows weak when we pray for healing or for deliverance or for something and it doesn't seem to come. Our faith grows weak. It's all right. We're in a big, big boat full of every other believer in the world. Our faith can grow weak. So this message from Isaiah, from the herald on high, comes and says, "Behold your God. The Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. The weak are protected by the might of God." His arm rules for him. That's a strange expression for us when we think of an arm ruling. How does that work? You know, does he wave it about? It's a symbol of the power of God and his arm that rules for him. His rule and reign in God in Christ. We talked about that with the kingdom of heaven for all of Pentecost, if you need a refresher. For those who are weak, God comes with might. For those who are weak in our weakness, as Paul says, God's strength is made perfect. For those who are weak, the joy of the Lord is our strength. This Advent message is for those who are weak, who are in need of strengthening up or in need of protection, in need of the might of God to be displayed. Behold your God. It's a message for the weary and the weak and those who worry. Any worriers in here? You don't have to raise your hand, I know. Many of us are worriers. The anxiety of what's coming in the future, the anxiety of what I did in the past, the worry about our children, about our grandchildren, about our great-grandchildren, about our families, the worry about finances, the worry about houses and homes and homeless and drug, all of that. We're all worried about something. This is good news for those who worry. Because God's reward is with him, his recompense before him, and he will tend his flock like a shepherd and gently lead those that are with young. When we worry, we feel out of control. We feel like we don't have any way to manage the things in our lives, and we worry that we're going to drop something or forget something or we're going to get ourselves in trouble with something. We worry. And the message here is that the good shepherd will tend his flock. God will take care of you. The good shepherd will take care of his sheep. Now, I know it doesn't always seem like it, it doesn't always look like it, it doesn't always feel like it, but we can be sure and certain that the Good Shepherd comes to tend his flock. The Good Shepherd comes to tend his sheep, to care for those whom he loves. And he will take the lead. You don't have to worry about being in charge. God's taking care of that. There's a song we used to sing at the end of all of our services in Alaska when we would go to the nursing homes and we would do church services. And it was always, Laura Mae Mersch, God bless that woman. She never wanted anyone to be forgotten. And she would be sure to sing this song at the end of every service, and that was that God would take care of you. Be not dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you. Lean weary ones upon his side, God will take care of you. Some of you know that song. God will take care of you. In some way, in the way that he deems best, he will care for you. And in, again, this Advent season, of weariness and weakness and worry, hear the good news of the shepherd Jesus. He comes with might and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms, will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. Comfort. Comfort, says your God. Amen. And now may the peace that is ours in Christ guard our hearts and minds always, keeping them in the one true faith to life everlasting. Amen.